Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholeno with the evening news. The headlines. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav lauds progress of Nagaland's first medical college, NIMSAR. Dimapur launched as state model district under Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Paton and Tier Zileng condemn alleged sexual assault of elderly woman in Kifire. And Akashvani Kohima District Administration stress public awareness coordination. Now the news in detail. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav visited the Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, NIMSAR, Kohima today, where he reviewed progress of the state's first medical college. Addressing the gathering, the governor described NIMSAR as a landmark institution and expressed satisfaction over the progress since the start of the MBBS program in 2023. He lauded steps being taken to strengthen healthcare infrastructure, including the upcoming NIMSAR Hospital and a proposed 400-bedded tertiary care sector, noting that this would enhance patient care, teaching and research capacity in the state. He appreciated initiatives such as the indigenous herbal garden and the use of digital and artificial intelligence-based technologies. The governor urged all stakeholders to continue working with dedication, professionalism and a spirit of service. Earlier, Governor Nand Kishore Yadav also chaired a review meeting of the Department of Youth Resources and Sports at Lok Bhavan. The department presented its achievements and future plans, highlighting efforts in youth development, cultural engagement and grassroots sports promotion. It also showcased the success of Nagaland athletes at national and international competitions. The governor was also briefed on sports infrastructure projects under schemes such as Khelo India, PM Divine and Saski initiatives. The governor also reviewed activities of allied wings under the department, including the National Service Scheme, Bharat Scouts and Guides, National Cadet Corps, Task Force for Music and Arts, and the Engineering Wing. The department highlighted key challenges such as the need for increased funding for grassroots and gender-responsive sports programs, greater inclusion of persons with disabilities, and improved employment opportunities for sports persons. Appreciating the department's effort, Governor Yadav stressed the importance of expanding opportunities for young people to develop their talents and called for stronger grassroots initiatives across Nagaland. National Health Authority, NHA, today officially launched Dimapur as the state model district under the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, ABDM, to accelerate digital health adoption. Speaking at the inaugural workshop on model district and model facilities in Tumukedima, NHA Chief Executive Officer Dr. Sunil Kumar Barnwal said the initiative aims to create a fully integrated, paperless and citizen-centric healthcare ecosystem. He noted that around 9 lakh people in Nagaland have already obtained Ayushman Bharat health account cards, covering nearly 38% of the state's population. Dr. Barnwal urged hospitals empaneled under SIMHES and PMJAY to adopt end-to-end digital systems and service models for others.
In the state of Nagaland, Dimapur has been selected to be made model district in which all the health facilities, including hospitals, pharmacies, diagnostic centers, will be made completely end-to-end digital. Similarly, in all other districts, one public hospital and one private hospital has been made and going to be on complete digital health. The advantage of digital health, patient will get the complete health record on the mobile. Hospitals have the health record in a digital forms.
While Dimapur has been selected as Nagaland's ABDM model district, District Hospital Dimapur has been identified as model public facility. Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Paton and Tier Zileng have condemned the alleged sexual assault of an elderly woman in Kifire district. Mr. Zileng called the incident a disgraceful act and shocking to society's conscience. Expressing concern that the accused is reportedly a police personnel, he described it as a serious breach of public trust and urged swift legal action. Meanwhile, Mr. Paton noted that every citizen, especially senior citizens and vulnerable persons, deserve safety, dignity and protection. He added that the matter is being taken with utmost seriousness to ensure appropriate legal action. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, 12 Sal Vishwas Ke Vikas Ke Jan Kalyan Ke. Today, we focus on the steps taken by the government to eradicate Naxalism and bring an unprecedented wave of developmental activity in the affected regions.
The Narendra Modi government's coordinated multi-pronged strategy combining calibrated security operations, financial chalking and rapid development saturation has resulted in making the country free from Naxalism and Maoist terror. Home Minister Amit Shah had formally announced that Naxalism would be completely eradicated from the entire country by 31st March 2026, and the pledge has now been fulfilled. Several landmark security operations played a decisive role in breaking the backbone of the Maoist network over the years. In 2022, Operation Octopus, Operation Double Bull, and Operation Thunderstorm were carried out in different areas of Jharkhand. Operation Black Forest, which was conducted in 2025 along the Telangana-Chhattisgarh border, dealt a severe blow to the remaining Maoist cadres. The National Investigation Agency played a critical role in disrupting Naxalite financing, significantly depleting their operational resources. Under the Special Infrastructure Scheme, projects worth 1,761 crore rupees were sanctioned to strengthen special forces, state intelligence branches and district police. Today, the story of Naxal-free India stands as a testament to the triumph of democracy, development and the constitution over decades of violence. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Just 3 days remain until the International Day of Yoga. The theme for this year is Yoga for Healthy Aging. In the run-up to the occasion, Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga. Today's focus is on memory and concentration. Practice of Dhyana Yoga or meditation helps calm the mind, improve focus and enhance mental clarity. This can support better memory retention, reduce stress and strengthen concentration by promoting mindfulness and emotional balance. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. Preparations for Census 2027 have intensified in Nagaland, with several districts conducting sessions for field staff. At Pungro, a 3-day training program for supervisors and enumerators began today, focusing on data collection procedures, use of digital census app, and the importance of maintaining integrity during the enumeration process. In Kohima, the second batch training for census functionaries also commenced today. Meanwhile, a 3-day training concluded today at Bhandari, Woka. A total of 10 supervisors and 43 enumerators from Bhandari, Bhakti and Changpang took part in the training. And a delegation from Akashvani Kohima led by Head of Program Ella Kaina, along with program officials, paid a courtesy visit to Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchem yesterday. The meeting focused on strengthening public awareness initiatives on Census 2027, monsoon preparedness and disaster management efforts. Discussions highlighted the importance of close coordination between the media and administration in ensuring effective dissemination of information on matters of public interest. To end the news, the headlines here again. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav lauds progress of Nagaland's first medical college, NIMSAR. Dimapur launched as state model district under Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Deputy Chief Ministers Waipatan and Tia Zileng condemn alleged sexual assault of elderly woman in Kifiri. And Akashvani Kohima District Administration stressed public awareness coordination. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.